6 withdrawal from Afghanistan, the origins of COVID. These are policy topics. These are areas of contentious debate. It's not clear why the government should be weighing in and giving us the official truth and censoring dissenting opinions. These documents raise clear civil liberty concerns, concerns around the First Amendment, and if the government is trying to shape the kind of news we see.
So let's take one example, withdrawal from Afghanistan. Talk exactly about what you found.
Well, we obtained a draft report of the Department of Homeland Security's quadrennial review. These are planning documents that shape DHS's agenda, their focus over a four-year period. It's basically a planning document that shapes the agency's agenda. And those documents show that the department hopes to focus on issues such as the nature of U.S. support for the war in Ukraine. How they hope to do this is not clear. What they classify as disinformation or the truth is not clear. We do know from, you know, recent history, from a long period of history, that the U.S. government has attempted to shape public opinion around contentious foreign policy issues, that the U.S. government has lied about our support, the nature of U.S. support for wars in Vietnam, in Iraq, and Afghanistan. Why the government sees itself as the arbiter of truth here is really not clear, and how the government will attempt to shape discourse around the war in Ukraine, again, is not clear.
So if you could talk further about what exactly CISA is, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Act that Donald Trump signed into law, and also the Disinformation Governance Board that DHS eventually scrapped.
That's right. CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, is a sub-agency of DHS, where a lot of this disinformation, misinformation policing efforts are housed. This was created by an act of Congress in 2018, signed into law by President Trump. If you look at news coverage around this sub-agency, it's focused around protecting the homeland, the critical infrastructure of the U.S. around water, around utilities, pipelines, kind of traditional infrastructure. But after being signed into law, this new bureaucratic arm of DHS really got to work focusing on disinformation and alleged misinformation by claiming that disinformation or any of these kinds of false information on social media could pose a threat to the U.S., could disrupt critical infrastructure. So these efforts technically began under President Trump. They've continued to expand. The Disinformation Governance Board, which was announced by President Biden in April, it faced immediate criticism as kind of an Orwellian ministry of truth. After kind of facing this criticism from both left and right, Biden shuttered this board in August. But the documents that we report on show that the efforts to police social media live on under CISA, which is a multi-billion dollar agency that meets monthly with the private sector. They were meeting regularly.
Let me ask you something, because we just have 20 seconds, Lee. Do you see CISA in the United States further emboldening autocratic regimes like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, to force social media companies to repress their citizens?
Look, every society faces disinformation campaigns, false information on social media. What we're seeing in closed societies, in autocratic societies, is an effort to suppress freedom of speech, to suppress social media, to suppress the press. And in open societies, we should be countering it with more speech, with better speech. The question is, as we see across the globe, this kind of crisis of disinformation, will the U.S. take a more open society
We're
approach
gonna have to leave
or
it there.
Adopt the strategies of
we'll
more
link to
closed
your
autocratic
piece,
regimes?
Truth Cops. That does it for our show.
Thank
Check
you
out
for
our
having me.
Election night coverage. I'm Amy Goodman.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
The trail is dark and dusty.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. The song you just heard was Paths of Victory. That was Cat Power's cover of a Bob Dylan song. The album that it's taken from is appropriately named the Covers Record. And what we're going to do today in Pinckney Hall is give you a bunch of covers. Sometimes it seems to me that there are more cover songs out there than there are original songs, but I don't know. I don't. Both of them are uncountable, so who knows? But okay. What do I have to tell you about? We'll give you a couple of PSAs before we get to the cover records. We'll start off with we'll give you two health ones. How about that? Maybe we'll have a healthier weekend. 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. Even if you're busy, It takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. Once again, that's doihaveprediabetes.org. No spaces between the words. This is a message from WRCT. And what else have we got in the Oh, we lost it here. Oh, we got it back. Okay. We're going to talk about eyes. Your eyes are windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily detected. Or excuse me, easily corrected. That's even better than detecting them. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT. Okay. That's those are our healthy PSAs for the day. Now, this next record, I hope it plays. Sometimes I just didn't get here in time this morning to make sure it's still playable. But it's one of these vinyl records here at WRCT that clearly has served us well in the past. Can it serve us well in the present? We'll check it out. Anyhow, by way of introduction, you know, recently there was a big fuss about Paul McCartney. He had achieved some milestone. I think maybe he was turned 100 or something. But anyhow, there was a quote about a quote of his from the past was resurrected about the Rolling Stones being a covers band. And that's, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. The early Rolling Stones records had more than their fair share of covers of old R&B. That's not to say the Beatles didn't cover old R&B, but the old R&B covered by the Stones was far superior to that covered by the Beatles. Anyhow, I'll try to leave my opinions out of this. I'll just let the records talk for themselves. But anyhow, okay, the Stones is a covers band. Well, we're going to try to play. We're going to start off our covers with two or three Rolling Stone covers of Rolling Stone songs. Maybe some other day we'll just play songs that the Rolling Stones have covered and see if a listener can guess what we're doing. But anyhow, let me press a button and see if this thing that this thing's really going to play.
I can't get no satisfaction. on, babe. Oh, my babe. Oh, babe. As I stand by your flame, I get burned once again. Feeling low down and blue. By the fire of your warm, sexy, sweet desire, I want you to know I got the blues for you. For you. Of a guy who will bring you alive. I hope you'll be alive. Someone who won't drag you down. Someone who won't misuse you, accuse you, build you, or be. Of time, I hope I'll find true peace of mind. Love is a bed, love is a bed full of blues, blues. I got the blues for you, and I won't tell you. Blues for you, baby. Find myself 3 o'clock in the morning crying, baby. You somewhere watching a Rolling Stone. I'm laying in this bed of blues all alone, singing a song with you, singing a song with you, singing a song.
Soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never meant to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never meant to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes,
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. To the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning.
Rolling on a river.
Okay. Let me tell you what was in that first set of cover songs. We started it off with Otis Redding doing his version of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction, although it, I missed an F in there. It says Satisfaction. Okay. Oh, we're not going to correct that. After that, we had a couple more Rolling Stones songs. We had Patti Smith doing Gimme Shelter off of 12, and then Solomon Burke, maybe my favorite song in that set. I Got the Blues off of Make Do With What You Got. He was able to include a nice little shout-out to the Stones in that song. Then we had the Animals doing Nina Simone's Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That was from a Greatest Hits CD. And last but not least, Proud Mary's version, I can Tina Turner's version of Proud Mary, a Creedence Clearwater song. Now, before we get back to the covers, we got to do two things. First of all, we have to tell you about one of our fine underwriters, Remaster Media. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Remastermedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. They could probably even help out Kenny Joe here. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using Remastermedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away that nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. Okay, what else do I have to do here? Oh, you know, we're gonna interrupt the covers to play you some new music here. I'll tell you what, in the next set, in addition to the new music, to keep your attention, I'll throw in a really, really good cover song.
Oh, There's rumors of war. Men dying and women crying. If you breathe the air, you'll die. Perhaps you'll wonder the reason why. But wait, wait, don't you worry. A new day is dawn. We'll catch the sun. And away we'll fly.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
How it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
And with nowhere left to go.
You're amazed
that they exist.
And they burn,
and they
so, burn
bright, so bright
while you can only wonder.
Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. To school, but still you'll never get it right. Cause when you've laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall, if you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah, you'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never
watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Okay, let me tell you what you heard in the last set. We started it off with new music from Walgren from Vancouver, B.C. It was the title track off of the CD, which is Yet Again, The Wheel Turns. And then we had, believe it or not, new music by Guided by Voices, the title track off of Crystal Nuns Cathedral. Next, we had a cover of Are You Ready? Remember Are You Ready by Pacific Gas and Electric? Well, that was a great cover of that song by Petch and Raines. Petch and Raines, I finally figured it out, are Alan Petch and Delbert Raines from Texas, who are normally found in the group Penguins with a W. And then we had another cover, which is not new music. We had Bill Shatner singing Common People, the pulp song. That was off his album, Has Been. I get a kick out of that because not only is it a good cover, I should also mention that Joe Jackson helps out on the lyrics there. But, who else could have, what other famous actor could have sung that song that way? I mean, you know, everybody knows who William Shatner is, but he is definitely not famous. Well, he's famous people, but he's also a common people. I mean, that's his whole gig, right? So perfect song for him. Okay, so, yeah, I got to get caught up on something. Always got to get caught up on something. Oh, you know what I need to get caught up on? I need to tell you about other fine shows here on WRCT. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar-practitioner Dr. Oskol Rodoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. And then there's the show There Is No There There. Guess who's back? Back again. Tune in to There Is No There There to hear punk, rock, slop, laptop pop, new wave, nonstop, tunes with a drop, and Effacop Hip Hop every Friday at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, we only have 14 minutes left. Zombo's pacing impatiently out there. I better get moving here. We'll find some more good covers to put on.
My pal walked into the bar room. Man, we had show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, cold, my soul is free.
light up my sky. Oh, sir, I dream my fire is high. Oh, taste these lips, sir.
Okay, let me tell you the last three cover songs you heard before we turn things over to Zombo here. The song that you just heard was Opiate, that is OP numeral 8. That was a one-off collaboration between Giant Sand and Lisa Germano. The CD is called Slush, and the song, of course, was Lee Hazelwood's Sand. They got their parts mixed up, but that might have been an improvement. Who knows? Before that, we had the Doors doing Alabama Song, also known as Whiskey Bar, off of their first album that was composed by Brechton Vile back in the 1930s for Little Mahagoni, I believe was the theatrical effort that it was written for. And we started the set off with John Mellencamp doing a cover of Jimmy Rogers' Gambling Barroom Blues. That was off a Jimmy Rogers tribute CD. That's going to do it for me. I'm not sure what we're doing next week. Probably have something to do with Veterans Day, because that's coming up. Right, Zombo? Veterans Day's coming up? As
yes.
A matter of fact, I think it's exactly 1 week from today.
Friday's Veterans Day.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'll get them warmed up for you.
Thanks
for listening.
When I was 11 and Linda was 5, we owned the most talented doggy alive. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
A remarkable name, you say? What was the name?
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hoppity Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name in the world. The dog with the longest name. The minute we saw him, we both were aware that here was a doggy with talent to spare. We tossed him a bone, to the kitchen he flew, tied on an apron and made us a stew. We built him a doghouse out by the shed. We taught him to sweep it and make his own bed. We taught him to typewrite, we taught him to bake, to play the piano and handle a rake. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
Why, I think it's the most extraordinary story I ever heard. You mean to say that dog could actually play the piano?
Harrison Garrison, Bobble T.B., Cornelius Aurelius, Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel, Hooligan Flea, Horowitz, Huntington, Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty, Jumper Kerplop, Harrington, Harrington, Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty, Hoppity, Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name in the world. The dog with the longest name. We taught him to jump, we taught him to speak impeccable English inside of a week. When we took him to school, this diminutive creature outshone everybody, including the teacher. She asked for a river that started with G. At the blackboard he listed 103. When she held up a tidbit and told him to speak, he replied not in English but in Latin and Greek. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
Mr. Cop, would you mind if I tried that name?
Go right ahead, Mr. Brown.
Harrison Garrison Bobble T.B., Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Arrington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name.
Now let's everybody dance around and bark like dogs. Come on, everybody be a dog. Come on, everybody be a dog. We taught him gin rummy. The dog was astute. He not only learned it, but he beat us to boot. We taught him to mambo. At night in disguise, he entered a contest and won the first prize. He mastered astronomy, botany too. There was hardly a thing that the dog couldn't do. Amazed by his genius, we enrolled him at Yale, where he died of the croup. That's the end of my tale.
Oh, that's a very sad ending. Although the weather in New Haven is notoriously damp, I remember in my undergraduate days, now that was...
Harrison Garrison, Bobble T.B., Cornelius Aurelius, Rover McGee,
Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea,
Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree,
Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop,
Harrington Arrington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with...